welcome to the official welcome back to the Casually Random Podcast, with casual talks and topics by moi, me, Mo, my, Keezus, Bobeezus, Banana Fan of Ophesus. Yes, I know, it's been a hot minute, and some change, and I said I'd be back a lot sooner, but no, I didn't disappear. I turned 28. It's basically the same thing as disappearing. Because you just get more responsibilities and you gotta handle things a lot more. Also got a new job since the last time I was recording. So I work mornings instead of evenings or midday. So I was balancing like time with that, time for myself, time with family. Those sort of things, you know? But I come to you today to talk about a change in the landscape of things. A change in how streaming has evolved since the time of the big vid. And where we're at nowadays. Where we're at today since evolving with it. There seems to be a big emphasis on this sort of IRL clip farming, everything has to be like crazy or explosive or outlandish, and then a clip has to be made of it. A clip has to be made of every single minute of every single second. And that seems to be the things that like constantly blown up, constantly shared over and over and over and over. And that's the only thing getting people paid nowadays. And I just don't have that time and energy. I'm not about to be a foozy tube. Or like an Asmongold or a Mayskiff. You know, I don't got that time and energy. And I also don't have the clout to pivot into that. I'm even smaller than I was when I started. You're thinking, how's that possible? When you started, how many did you start with? I mean, technically, wouldn't it be technical, I started with like 5. And I went up to 10 in my early days. Now I'm at like 8. Sometimes lower, sometimes at 2. But I get it. Everyone gets busy. Everyone moves on. Streaming is not the same as it was. Like I said, everyone's IRL nowadays, or all the big people are IRL. Just like farming them clip engagements. And it's funny. I was listening to a podcast by Disguised. Well, not a podcast by, but it was like a clip of Disguised Toast. Toast, who used to, you know, stream on you or on Twitch, and then went to Facebook. If you don't know who Toast is, he's part of Offline TV. If you don't know what Offline TV is, then good. You've stayed away from the internet long enough. He was saying, like, people asked him why he went from Facebook back to Twitch and not to YouTube. And he basically said, because Facebook stopped paying for streaming. Which, obviously, yes, Facebook streaming has died, and they don't even have it anymore. And then they asked him, like, well, what about YouTube? He was like, I think I could have ran it up, collected bag for a good, like, maybe 2-3 more years. But there's a reason no one, like, streams on YouTube a lot. And he's like, it's because they're not paying. And it got me thinking, I mean, yeah, there's still a few. There's the big names that stream. YouTube streaming is in such a niche space. And there was almost a time where I switched from Twitch to, what's it called, Livestream? What was that service called? I don't know. This random service that, like, was promoting that, you know, everyone would get, like, 90% of their pay. 95% of, you know, your take home. But they just did no advertising, I think, because they couldn't afford advertising. And then they were in beta for forever. And then they eventually closed. They just, like, were like, we can't, we're done. We can't afford to have servers. So we're good. I mean, hopefully the people on there found their way back to Twitch. The people on there look like they were having a good old time. A good old time. So, I mean, to each of their own, where they end, where they don't end. But the landscape has changed. And just some of us can't change along with it. A lot of people that I started with don't even do this anymore. So I say, first of all, congrats to Liz for still being a content creator in a way more non-lucrative space, such as streaming. Because streaming is, like, literally the most lucrative thing nowadays. And, like, if you look at the people that have made it, that are making the money, oh my goodness. FaZe Clan, like, if you even know who FaZe Clan is, I barely know who FaZe Clan is. I had to look it up, like, a few days ago. FaZe Clan has switched to, like, everyone being in a, like, IRL person, which, good ploy for them to make money, because that's what everyone watches, but oh my goodness, like, the worst thing ever. There's a boy that looks like he's, like, 19, just, like, causing a ruckus. Just going around, like, ruining people's days, it looks like. And he's actually, I lie, he's, like, not even doing anything half the time, but just has that vibe. And it's just like, like, people are just watching, like, it's like reality TV. Streaming now, with all the IRL streamers, is literally like you're watching reality TV. Everyone is their own, like, channel or, like, show or whatever. Because you're, like, you're waiting for them to do something. You're waiting for something to happen. Like, iShowSpeed, for instance. Like, right now, he's what people like to coin on his, like, side quest arc. Because he's just in mad random places doing mad random things. Like, he just, like, vaulted over, like, a bridge in, like, Italy and did, like, a flip onto the boat. And she's like, what? Like, dog, what are you doing? What are you doing? Shout out to the boy, though. I mean, he recently just got attacked in Norway by his own fans. And he was not happy. He was not having that at all. He was very against that. But yeah, he was attacked by his own fans in Norway. So I can't even imagine being that big. But it just all comes down to the, like, you know those people who sat back and like, oh, we'll never watch reality TV? That's like trash TV. Newsflash. You're watching it. When you watch your IRL streamers, you're watching it. That's what it feels like. It just feels like reality TV. And I just, you can't, some of us can't fit that landscape. We don't have the budget. We don't have the means. We have responsibilities. We can't just go out to, like, Argentina and, I don't know, like, find a random fisherman and bop him on the head. We can't do that. We're not going to do that. So it puts you in a box. It kind of puts you in this box of what do you do? What happens next? Where do we go from here? Truthfully, I don't even know. I could just make AI do everything. Have AI figure it out. But for me, I mean, I've been trying to stay on the streaming grind here and there, but honestly, I have more days fighting to try and stream than I have days being successful streaming. Like, I like, fight tooth and nail to, like, be like, oh, I have time for this now, rather than I've had time for it. And then even, like, the big names now, they're all having, like, midlife crises that they don't even like. Like, well, look at Pokimane. Pokimane has, I mean, it's been a year ago now, maybe a little less, but Pokimane has decided that she doesn't even, like, want to stream anymore. She wants to, like, build businesses and just, like, enjoy life now that she's, you know, she's made it. She's made her money. Valkyrie has just announced, like, she's probably going to stream less. She wants to do other things in life. She's venturing out. She's made her money. Surprisingly, I just learned that Aiden Ross, oh, if that's an infamous name, you know who that is. Aiden Ross, like, quit streaming. Or maybe he's just on a long hiatus. No one knows. He just kind of stopped. And then, like, one of the people in, like, his group said, like, he's done. Like, he's quit. So I don't know. We're in that venture where, like, the people that have been doing it for 10 years, at least live streaming-wise, they don't want to do it anymore. But then I look at the YouTube people. The YouTube people are chilling. And like the people I watched or still watch, they're chilling right now. They're at the point where they drop maybe, well, besides Afro, good old Afro send you. Most of them drop like one, two videos a month. They get that viewer base, but one, two videos a month, and then they're cooling. If they're really consistent, like, some are on that grind, one video a day, I don't know how they do that, but like one video a week, they're cooling. Two videos a week, record, send out for someone to edit it, boom, pop it on the channel, good. Someone makes the thumbnails, boom, good. There isn't that stress of, oh, I have to, like, sit down and be in front of someone. There's, oh, I can start it now, maybe finish it later, which is what I love about this podcast thing. I'm starting now, maybe finish it later, at least record it, and then edit it later, and then boom, bop, bing, we're done. But I say all that to say this, that, oh, I want to be Pokemon Kaizo so bad, but it's, like, so impossible and so unfair that I might have to take a backseat on that one. There's other Pokemon games out that I want to do. Like, they just revamped Emerald Rogue that I want to stream, but it's, like, finding the time to do that. And there's really, like, nothing. There's, like, no game interesting enough that I want to sit down for anymore. Everything I just want to enjoy in my own time, like, pop it in, move forward. Maybe I just need to stream without the camera. Maybe just pop on the game, no camera, just chill. Maybe that's how I have to stream from now. I don't know. Or maybe I just don't stream at all and do my other side quest. Start other side quest. Like, I want this podcast to come back. That's a side quest. And then, like, I started something with Jake. If you remember Jake, Venjays, the boy. We started a Soul Link. We need to continue that Soul Link. That might be my return to YouTube right there. He might actually put it on his YouTube. I just might commentate it on mine and go through the analysis process of finer Pokemon. As you know, because I play a lot of fucking Pokemon. A lot of fucking Pokemon. That might be my reintroduction to YouTube, if it happens. But it might be time I full-on commit to that Switch. Because at least I'm still being creative and putting something out. And it just sits there. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about, like, constantly being in the light of creating something. And then, like, stream here or there. Or I do that for now. And really, I just need Monster Hunter to come out. And that's still another year away. That's all I really think about right now. It's like Monster Hunter, streaming that, building a Monster Hunter community. It's all, like, dead ass. I go to work thinking about, like, I need Monster Hunter to come out, and maybe I'll, like, reinvigorate streaming again. Because, like, Pokemon's cool, but I'm not building my Pokemon community, and, like, I'm in people with Pokemon communities, and it's like, how did you do this? How did you cultivate enough, like, older people to watch you play Pokemon? Because I don't, like, the kids are annoying. I'm sorry, kids, but you're annoying when it comes to Pokemon, but how do you curate older people to come in and watch you? And I know the answer. The answer is I have to be able to stream for, like, 8 hours, and I can't do that. I don't have that energy anymore. That's the problem. Like, two-hour streams, they just don't draw enough crowd. You're not on long enough. So I say that to say, like, streaming might take a backseat. We might focus on the podcasty, because I want the podcasty to come back. Might focus on other adventures, like the Soul Link collab coming, hopefully. I'm not going to sit here and update you on other people's lives, because that's for them to do. I'm not going to do that and be like, oh, remember so-and-so who's doing this now? So that's for them to do. But I am excited to come back to the podcast. Now, bigger life updates is me and Liz are moving to a new place. I know this will be the first you guys are hearing about it, because I have not said anything about it on stream. So this is a big reveal, a grand reveal. And in that new place, that new space, I do plan on having a little corner where we can bring back video to the podcast. I know I've been on the back end of that because I hate setting up the background of the room every time. So I'm just going to have it already set up and we're going to bring back video to the podcast. I just need my little corner. My little corner. I'm trying to think of like what I want it to look like right now. But I always initially intended for a video portion. It just wasn't, with the background, it just wasn't going to work out for how I wanted it to look. So we're going to instill that. We're going to bring that to fruition. We're going to do that. So you guys are going to get video again. I mean, it's just going to be me. Don't expect anything fancy. But at least it's going to be a little fancy corner. That's the biggest life update is that we're finally moving. Middle house. So yeah, I guess I can say like I'm back. That was a little shorter one. Obviously I'll add some things in and we'll make it longer, kind of probably. But yeah, that's about it. This is like I'm back sort of recording. I do have some things in the back burner that are ready to like be shipped out. I just have to edit them, which editing a podcast is a lot easier than editing a video. So yeah. Have a good one. Enjoy your time. If you're a listener, thank you. It's a lot easier than live streaming, let me tell you. Because then I don't have to worry about numbers. Whoever listens, listens. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. I just put it out there in the world. Enjoy your time. Get ready for the ride. There's a casually random YouTube channel that I do plan on working on. So get ready for that ride when it happens. That's going to be more like a reaction content, so don't think anything too crazy about that. But now I'm just mumbling. Bye.